In most network marketing companies, everyone can earn a certain number of levels deep in the organization they build. Everyone in the company can earn that same number of levels deep, like maybe 4 levels deep or 6 levels deep. Occasionally, network marketing companies pay an infinity bonus on certain activities in the compensation plan, but for the most part, it cuts off at a certain depth. I'm going to use 4 levels for a quick example of why network marketing has a more fair structure. If you build a larger, meaning more people, or more productive organization, meaning you sell more products, than me, you would earn more money than me, even if you were in my organization. Picture that I bring you into my business and you build an organization 4 levels deep below me. Your 4th level will be my 5th level, meaning that I don't get paid on your 4th level. Your 4th level is beyond my reach. By the way, in a mature organization, the majority of your volume would be on the 4th level. Sometimes more volume than on your 1st, 2nd, and 3rd levels combined. There are people in my organization right now that earn more money than I do. Do you know what I call that? Fair. Shouldn't it be that way? Study any structure you like. Shouldn't the most productive person in that structure make the most money? Of course. Normally, the measuring stick for compensation is an impressive resume or years of seniority. What does an impressive resume or years of seniority have to do with productivity? Nothing. If you bring more profits to a company or organization, then you deserve more profits than anyone else, right? Well, that's what network marketing is all about. Professor King, how did you become involved with teaching network marketing at the University of Illinois?
In 1990, we had a major economic recession in the United States. The Midwest and Chicago particularly were very badly hit. As a result, the interviewers stopped coming to campus. We were graduating hundreds of students a semester, and they weren't getting jobs. Our alumni were coming back to us, losing their jobs, looking for help. We had nothing to offer. Now, I started looking, because of my background in business consulting, at alternative career paths. I went out and I looked at starting your own business and home-based businesses. I looked at franchising. I looked at direct selling. And in the direct selling arena, I backed into network marketing. Now, I was very cynical, skeptical. Tim, I was negative about network marketing. They don't teach network marketing at the Harvard Business School, and I didn't know much about it. The end result was that one of my students who was on the team asked me, "Why are you so negative about network marketing?" I looked at that young man and I said, "Son, I know enough to know I don't want to know any more." That student looked at me and he said, "Professor, if I gave you that answer to that question with no more information than you have, you would give me an F." I turned to him and said, "Son, you're absolutely right. I have no basis for that conclusion. You just made an A." As a result, we went to the library, we went to meetings, and for the next 6 months, we did due diligence on the network marketing industry. I visited the top companies, I talked to network marketing leaders, I became an evangelist. In 1990-91, we started teaching network marketing in the marketing curriculum at the university.